guys are only allowed limited contact out there. How is it being out there with everybody and having to hold back a little bit?
It's fun. Now it's time to really, build that chemistry and just go out there and have fun with the guys and learn each other and just become more of the team each and every day. We got the greatest coaches in the world, and we just got to keep on putting our best foot forward to get where we want to go.
Today was the first day, and, we finally got to go against the defense today. So, the rain, kind of messed up some things, but every game is not going to be in the best conditions.
Finally get some nice weather around here. Glad to be back out.
Nice job,
guys flying around. Nice up-tempo practice today. Nothing to do but get better.
I thought we improved from yesterday. Yesterday we went out and it was a monsoon out here. But it was good for us to get out. And I like the way we're progressing. But it's 2 days, so we still got a long, long way to go and a lot of work to get done before we get to where we want to be.
We're going to accept Adrian with welcoming arms. We know what he means to this team. He's done some great things in the community here. He's done some great things for this franchise and this organization. So we can't wait to have him.
Adrian, he's really got two choices. He can either play for us or he can not play. So he's not going to play for anybody else, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Adrian Peterson not being out here, not nearly as important as Teddy Bridgewater and Mike Wallace working on those timing routes, because that is something that is so intricate, especially with someone of Wallace's speed.
How does Mike Wallace look so far?
Mike looks really fast. Really fast.
And good double getting, move guy?
I don't know. He needs a double move.
Really?
He's getting really a feel for our offense. We're working hard to, find out what he does best right now and then give him a chance to improve in some other routes.
He's a great addition to the team. But I tell you, what's even a better addition is having Kyle Rudolph back healthy. He's like a whole new player on the team.
Just trying to fill that role as a tight end in his offense. Everybody knows the history of that position and, unfortunately had a few things that didn't go my way last year with the injury. So it's just exciting for me to be healthy and to be back out here to help my team.
What's new with Teddy Bridgewater?
He's done a great job this offseason. When he went home, he's a what you call self-starter, self-motivator. And seeing him start to become the leader of this team and to take command of that huddle, it's a maturing process that you see taking place right in front of you. And does he have a ways to go yet? Still, he's going to get better.
I noticed it quite a bit even in phase two that he was becoming more of a leader, and you can tell that this is more of his team.
Is the comfort level just a lot higher now because of that?
I believe so. Because the guys are now, kind of pushing into that leadership role. Guys are, I'm a young guy still on the team, but guys are pushing me forward, to say something in the huddle or break the team down and break the offense down. And that just gives you that confidence in yourself, confidence in your leadership. And I've been extremely comfortable doing that so far.